We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, welcome into Candlestick Chronicles, a 49ers podcast on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I'm Kyle Madsen. I write about the 49ers for NinersWire.com, part of the USA Today Sports Media Group. Joining me shortly is Chris Peterman. He covers the 49ers for the Sacramento Bee. And we're going to do a check-in on the 49ers quarterback situation. What's real? What's not? As more and more reports and speculation start to trickle out with a slow portion of the NFL news cycle, people have Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance takes, I guess is the right word. We're just going to dive in and discuss what you should read into, what you shouldn't read into, and what Chris and I believe. Let's get into it.
Hey, this is George Kittle, and you're listening to Candlestick Chronicles.
Kittle in Denver territory! Kittle is gonna go! Touchdown!
Close has got him, and a sack him back inside the 30-yard line. Nick Bosa drops Aaron Rodgers for a 13-yard loss.
Quick pass caught by Kittle. He dives, and he's in! Touchdown!
We've reached a point where every time I see Jimmy Garoppolo or Trey Lance in a headline, I play a game with myself where I try and guess what the person is going to say before opening the post. And I'm batting 1,000, Chris. I'm absolutely crushing it this offseason.
Good for you, man.
Thank you.
I'm happy to hear it.
Yeah.
It's funny. Like we're in the slowest point of really the offseason calendar, or I guess one of them. July is really the slowest, but we haven't seen the Niners on the field for, you know, full team OTAs. So we don't really have an idea of exactly how the team is operating in terms of how it's dealing with certain players and the quarterback situation. Like we're all sort of left to guess what Trey Lance looks like. Right. But it seems like, to your point, everybody who has an opinion on the 49ers is like, Jimmy Garoppolo is still there. We can't guarantee that Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to be the starting quarterback. And I just want to circle back to that conversation that we had sort of around the NFL owners meetings when Kyle Shanahan basically said the reason why we looked into trading Jimmy Garoppolo and want to trade Jimmy Garoppolo is because we believe Trey Lance is ready. He said, I think that will be sooner rather than later. But when Jimmy gets a surgery and we can't upgrade our team by getting some good picks until people feel good about that surgery, I'm all right with that. We're not just getting rid of him to get rid of him. Jimmy is a good player and we all really like as a person as a teammate. And we're going to see whatever helps the Niners the most. The 49ers are not trading Jimmy Garoppolo until he can be traded, which means he has to be healthy. And then it's their prerogative to not only get his money off the books, but get something in return for him, because we know quarterback, whether or not Jimmy Garoppolo is a top 20 quarterback or a top 25 quarterback, whatever, he still has value, right? So I don't want to like go relitigate all of that stuff, but remember, this is how the 49ers are operating. Like, as time goes by, that hasn't necessarily changed yet. And it's just funny that, like, as time goes by and people get further and further removed from Kyle Shanahan saying what he said, and basically spelling it out that people are like, I don't know, you know, Jimmy could be the starter. And it's like, I think it would take a lot of unforeseen things to happen for Jimmy Garoppolo to be a starter. And I think one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about it too, like Albert Breer, who's pretty plugged into the 49ers, put the over under on the 49ers trading Jimmy at July 1st, which is actually sooner.
That's logical.
It's logical, right? Because he'll be healthy around that time. My guess is, and Kyle Shanahan hasn't said this on the record yet, but, and I don't know if he will, because he's pretty close to the vest when he speaks publicly about it, but like, I cannot imagine that Kyle Shanahan wants to have Jimmy Garoppolo suit up for the 49ers at training camp.
Yeah, and no
create
chance.
And create a scenario where the locker room has to decide between quarterbacks, right? Because if Jimmy's there, there's going to be a contingent of veterans that say, man, let's ride with Jimmy. Like, we just went to the NFC title game. We've been to a Super Bowl with Jimmy. Like, let's keep that going. And that creates drama that I believe is unnecessary, because what the 49ers should do is just give all those reps to Trey Lance.
Right. And I think that's what they're going to do. Here's the other reason that I think early July makes sense is not only will Jimmy be healthy, but the 49ers, I think, will, if there's no trade market, will just cut him. Because I don't think they're not going to put him in a position where it's like, yeah, we'll drag him on the roster through training camp. He can get some QB2 reps and then, you know, we'll release him and he'll be screwed because he won't have camp. He's already going to be behind in OTAs.
Right.
So they're going to want to give him as much possible time or as much time as possible to land with a new team and get a full training camp in. So I would imagine that the second he's healthy enough to throw and work out for teams, they will either try and execute a trade. And if not, they will let him go to be a free agent and sign wherever.
Yeah, I could see that.
That just seems to be that seems to me to be the timeline, because this is not, they didn't say, oh, we have trade offers for Jimmy, but we're not going to take him because we're not sure about Trey. Like, he got hurt. They are not. Here's what the 49ers are not going to do. And Eric Branch wrote about this in the Chronicle. They're not going to go from, oh, let's trade him to, in part because he's always hurt, but let's trade him. Oh, wait, he's hurt. We can't trade him. Okay, well, let's just make him the starter then. Right. Like that, none of that track.
Right.
None of it. And where, and if you want to respond, cool, but I have a question for you. Where do you land on all these, like, I don't want to call it reporting, because it seems to, it's like Chris Collinsworth
punditry
saying like, oh yeah, people with the Niners they're concerned about his arm strength or arm, what was the phrasing in that? Arm not fatigue.
Who, Jimmy's?
No,
Trey's.
Yeah, arm something. it was weird, man. Like arm stamina or something weird like that. There's just all this the reporting of like, I don't know, people with the Niners, they're concerned about Trey, and I wouldn't rule out Jimmy starting week one. And it's just like random people, like it's not Schefter, it's not Rappaport, it's not Pelissero, it's not Breer. It's just like rando NFL guys. And I want to know where you land on that.
So I'm sure people in the league are talking, and I'm sure there are people maybe in the 49ers organization or close to the organization who are talking to media members who are voicing their opinions. But this has happened before, right? And we can always circle back to the 2021 draft when the entire world, yours truly included, thought and heard that the 49ers were going to draft Mac Jones, when it turned out that wasn't true, right? So there can be discussion that may or may not be coming from inside the building, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that discussion is coming directly from the people who are making these decisions. And if there's anything we've learned over the last few years, it's that Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, Parag Marate, Jed York, all these people who are in the know on their decision-making process are not leaking things to the media. That's just not how it goes. And in my experience, having covered Kyle Shanahan for his entire tenure, generally when he says things like what he said about Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance at the owners' meeting, saying we wanted to trade Jimmy because we believe Trey was ready, like, he wouldn't say that if he didn't believe it. So yeah, does a scenario exist where Trey Lance is so bad during OTAs that they're like, man, we just got to bring Jimmy in just because we're not, you know, we haven't seen enough from Trey? Yeah, that scenario exists, but I find it highly, highly, highly unlikely, and much more unlikely than the general consensus of the punditry seems to believe, right? So as long as Jimmy Garoppolo is on the roster, that's going to be part of the discussion. But I think we're going to hit a point where Garoppolo is either traded and released, and we're all just going to be able to exhale and say, yeah, it's Trey's job, like we've all sort of assumed. And we should have known this when Kyle Shanahan said it at the owners' meetings and basically spelled it out for everybody, which everybody seems to be ignoring as we get further and further removed from that.
I'm fascinated by this entire thing. It's the only time in NFL history that I can remember that a team has actively been like, hey, we're done with this quarterback. We're going to mortgage our future to trade up to draft his replacement. And his replacement isn't quite ready, so he's going to sit year one. We're going to see what happens this season. But then the plan is to move on from said veteran. And we said, I mean, unless Garoppolo did something above and beyond that took this leap that we didn't think he was going to take. No, he didn't take it. He was just Jimmy Garoppolo last year. And the 49ers are trying to move on from that. But now there's this, like, because they went to the NFC Championship game, and the my issue with that is they go, well, you went to the NFC Championship game with Garoppolo, so why would you want to move on from that? Like, that just removes all context of what happened in the playoffs.
You can, like, make a very strong case that they advanced. I mean, Garoppolo did what he did in Week 18 against the Rams and deserves 100% of the credit
good.
For that.
Very good.
In the playoffs, the Niners beat the Packers, or the Cowboys and the Packers, in spite of their quarterback play with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty clear. If you go back and watch those games, it wasn't Jimmy Garoppolo lighting it up. It was basically Deebo Samuel carrying the offense, taking handoffs and bubble screens from Jimmy Garoppolo. It wasn't Jimmy Garoppolo, like,
the Niners,
dominating.
The Niners got the interception from Kaywan Williams, and Deebo Samuel said to Kyle Shanahan, I got you. That's a wide receiver. Deebo Samuel said, I got you. And Kyle Shanahan said, great, hand it to him. Yeah. Like, that was the offense.
Right.
There was the bubble screen against the Rams where Deebo just had that insane Deebo run where he zigzags and breaks a tackle and then somehow outruns two defensive backs that have angles on him. Like, they should not have won in Green Bay. They just happened to run into the only special teams unit. Let's talk.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown in Green Bay.
No,
right?
No.
And he had a horrendous interception at the end of the. We don't need to relitigate this thing. But like,
here's what I'm trying to say about it. So they went to the NFC Championship game. Let's go to the hypothetical where, because if we're removing context, I want to go to a hypothetical world and remove some context from that. Let's go to the world where Jordan Willis doesn't break through and block the punt. And the Packers win that game 10-3 or 7-3, which is probably what it would have been. So let's call it 7-3. What are we still going? Well, they made the playoffs and they were really close to winning in Green Bay. Why are you going to move on from Garoppolo?
Right.
Because nothing changes at that point except play the Niners special teams made against the only special teams unit in the league worse than theirs. So I don't think that you can use that. Well, you went to the NFC Championship game. Yeah, kind of. Like, you definitely did, but there's a very real scenario where they don't go and we're going, man, that's why they're moving on from Garoppolo. And frankly, you can look at the NFC Championship game and going, wow, that's why they're moving on from Garoppolo. Like, the 49ers were ready to move on, and nothing happened last year that I think would make them go, oh, we're changing our minds. Especially since they're already trying to goddamn trade him. It's insane. I'm so upset that this is still something we have to talk about.
Jimmy Garoppolo's regular season passer rating with the 49ers is 98.3. He averages 243 yards per game. In the postseason, his quarterback rating is 74.1, so more than 20 points lower. And I mean, his yards per attempt are down. His numbers are down. Like, his completion percentage is down 7%. Like, his numbers are a lot worse, but the Niners are 5-2 with Garoppolo in the playoffs. So, like, you can say, well, Niners are 5-2 with Garoppolo in the playoffs, and he's helped us get there. Like, sure. But it's also sort of despite him. Like, he doesn't have a single game in the playoffs where he's thrown a touchdown pass without an interception. He's had one playoff game without a pick, and that was a Packers game where he had 8 attempts in the NFC Championship game.
Which was the game where the whole, hey, does Kyle Shanahan even like Jimmy Garoppolo thing all started.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So, yeah, I mean, I think we've done enough litigating whether or not the 49ers should keep Jimmy Garoppolo. But like, yeah, I just wanted to revisit the topic because we've gotten to a place where as we get further removed from what Kyle Shanahan said and Jimmy Garoppolo remains on the roster, it's like, I don't know. And I would just remember when you hear reports and, you know, I talk to people with the organization or whatever that say this. It's like, yeah, everybody in the world reported that the Niners were picking Mac Jones, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody had the DeForest Buckner trade, right? Like none of these big moves that the 49ers have made. Nobody had Joe Staley's retirement. Nobody had the Trent Williams trade, right? Like the biggest moves the 49ers have made have all been just randomly out of the blue. Like as they happen, there was never a report like the 49ers are considering trading DeForest Buckner. Like that never came out. Right. So like, let's chill on all these offseason reports coming from people, quote unquote, in the know, and take it more as like, well, this might be someone's opinion, not like this is actually what Kyle Shanahan says, because we already know what the team is trying to do, whether or not they can do it. Is a different thing because of Jimmy Garoppolo's health.
I guess the bottom line here is because I don't want this to come across as like a, hey, here's some reasons that Jimmy Garoppolo is not the 49ers quarterback of the future. That wasn't the goal here. The goal is like, if you're reading this stuff, wait until like camp. If Garoppolo is still on the roster in camp and the Niners are going, yeah, we're going to give him reps and see what happens. Okay. Like now
they're playing with fire if they do that.
Right. But now that's where it's like, oh man, maybe there's something they don't like about Lance, and they really like they really think that Garoppolo might be a better option this year. That's to me where that can start. But if you're doing that right now, there's zero public evidence that says the 49ers are wary of Trey Lance or doing anything other than starting Trey Lance this year. Like, go look at what Kyle Shanahan said at the owners meetings. Go look at what John Lynch has said at owners meetings, on radio stations. Everything points to they have tried and are trying to trade Jimmy Garoppolo. And any report from anywhere else that says otherwise, like you said, they're talking to the wrong people.
Yeah, or it's just an opinion that, you know,
they're couching as a report.
Yeah. The 49ers basically determined that Trey Lance is going to be their starter in 2022 when they drafted him.
Yes.
Right. So like,
right. They didn't make that trade and go, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I have a really hard time believing, even if Trey looks horrendous in OTAs, I have a hard time believing that they're going to view it as some sort of like reason not to start Trey, because you got to see what he looks like in games. That's just the most important thing. No matter what he looks like in OTAs, no matter what he looks like in training camp, you have to give him game reps, because that's the only way he's going to get better.
Yes.
And if they're at the point where Trey is unplayable based on the way he's practicing, then that's an indictment on their entire process. And that's an entirely different conversation altogether. And they're not there yet.
And you're going to have to figure that out at some point. Yeah. Like, at some point, you got to rip the Band-Aid off and go.
Right.
If Trey Lance stinks, which is on the table, that is as likely as him being great. You got to find out. Like, figuring out in 2023 is not better than finding out in 2022. It's not.
Right. And if Trey Lance stinks, there's a chance that there's a very good chance that you just still have to stick with him. Right? Like,
yeah.
Were any of the rookie quarterbacks incredible last year? No. You know, Mac Jones was fine.
Mac Jones was pretty good.
Justin Fields was a roller coaster. Zach
tape
Wilson.
Tape grinders will tell you that Trevor Lawrence is awesome.
Right. And he should be, because he's, you know, the best prospect of the last decade or whatever.
Right.
But like, first year quarterbacks are going to have lumps. So like, all these teams understood when they drafted them, hey, it's a multi-year process with these guys. And the 49ers are going into this with the same understanding. And they're not, in my opinion, going to keep Trey Lance on the bench because of Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, they've already made that decision. Jimmy Garoppolo had his goodbye Bay Area press conference in February or whenever it was.
Right. And here's the other thing I saw that I wanted to address. I saw some consternation from 49ers fans that like, Shanahan needs to come out and say something. Trey Lance is reading all this and they need to come out and nip this in the bud. No, they don't. Because here's what can happen. Kyle Shanahan sees all this and goes, great, if teams think we're going to stick with Garoppolo, that helps us in the trade market. Get on the horn and call Trey and say, yeah, dude, you're the starter. Like, you're starting. Don't worry about it. Like, you're starting.
And when nobody... This is the other funny thing to your point. When nobody in the league knows exactly what the 49ers are going to do, that's to the 49ers' benefit. Kyle Shanahan, the fans can go crazy on Twitter and light up talk radio shows and call in and all that and go crazy. Kyle Shanahan does not care, and he doesn't have to care, right? Because when nobody knows what the 49ers are doing, that's to his advantage. He doesn't have to clear things up for the fan base just so people can relax.
And when was the last time a head coach came out in the middle of May and went, hey, this rumor about our team, FYI, hey, I'm jumping on ESPN.
Right.
This rumor? No. Come on.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
And at the same time, people are going to say, well, they've talked about being willing to carry Jimmy Garoppolo's cap hit into the season. Like, sure, they're going to say that because they're trying to trade him. But also, like, you need to just think logically, like, what makes sense and what doesn't. And having Jimmy Garoppolo as your backup quarterback making $25 million is a fireable offense on many levels, right?
Right. I think it's Chris Rock who says you can drive with your feet. That still doesn't make it a good idea.
Right.
And that sticks out to me in this particular scenario. Like, yeah, you can go into the year with a $27 million cap it on your books for your backup quarterback. You can do that for sure.
Right.
But it doesn't make it a good idea.
Like, and if you look at Parag Marathe's history as, you know, running the 49ers cap situation, for the most part, look, the financial issues the 49ers have had from a cap perspective have mostly revolved around paying injured players, right? Like, they've invested in guys, those guys get hurt, and those contracts end up being bad. But for the most part, maybe with the exception of like Malcolm Smith, who is one of those guys who got hurt, but it was apparent that it was a bad contract as soon as they signed him in 2017. Like, the Niners are pretty shrewd financially. And I just have an impossible time envisioning Parag Marathe being like, yeah, sure, let's have our highest paid player be somebody who doesn't play.
That sounds funny.
Right? Like, Parag Marathe,
it's John Wall.
Right. Right, exactly. Like, this is not, it's not the NBA. Like, that's not how this is going to work. Parag Marathe, they're not tanking. He's one of the most shrewd financial guys in the league. And that's, I think, you know, you want to talk about like Debo Samuel drama. The Parag Marathe element to this is probably a big part of Debo Samuel's trade request that is probably no longer a trade request, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if Parag Marathe is willing to squabble with Debo Samuel over a few million bucks here and there and whatnot, there is zero chance that Parag Marathe is going to be like, yeah, sure, we got to pay Debo $25 million a year or whatever. We got to pay Nick Bosa $30 million a year. And we need all the cap space we can get just in case of emergency. But yeah, let's have Jimmy Garoppolo take up $25 million in cap space this season. And for those who aren't familiar with salary cap rules, space rolls over, right? So any money you don't spend this season rolls over into next season. So that's $25 million in cap space you're looking at for 2023, potentially, mm-hmm. like in all likelihood, right? So, yeah, I just find it sort of laughable that they're saying that. I get why they're saying that, because they need to make it look like they love Jimmy. They're willing to keep Jimmy because that's how you grab for leverage in trade talks.
Right.
And it's, you know,
that 2023 fifth round pick is going to be scrumptious.
Yeah. I think that ultimately I'm with you. Like, I mean, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is valuable enough to where the Niners would be like, sure, we'll take a fifth or a sixth round pick. Yeah. And if nobody offers it, then yeah, I do think they're going to cut him. And they'll sell it as, yeah, we like Jimmy enough to where we want him to pick his destination and negotiate his next contract without us being involved.
Correct.
So, yeah, I think if they're at the point where they're so worried about Trey Lance that they have to keep Jimmy Garoppolo around, then that's a failure of their entire process. That's a front office failure. It's a development failure. It's a Rich Scangarello, Brian Greasy, Kyle Shanahan failure. It's just a massive, massive failure to make the biggest trade in team history and then tell the world you're willing to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo. Then you see him in spring practices and say, oh, well, we don't feel comfortable starting him on a loaded roster, by the way. Like, keep in mind, he's like,
right,
you're giving him the keys to a Ferrari here. It's not a 98 Taurus, right? So, like,
no shade to any listener who has a 98 Taurus. We're sure your car is lovely. Go ahead.
Right. But this, you know, but the point here is that if Trey Lance is not ready, it's a much bigger problem than Trey himself. It's an organizational failure.
Right. And
I don't think they're there.
Like I said, they are going to figure that out. They certainly will not go, yeah, hey, he was bad in OTAs, let's pull the plug. They're gonna see him in games, and you would rather that happen now than in 2023, because if you let this linger another year, you're gonna go into 2023 with the exact same questions. So figure it out now, because the future of this regime, the Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch tenure, rides on Trey Lance. So shit or get off the pot.
Yeah. How does that metaphor work if they keep Jimmy? Are they just on
then
the
at
throne,
that point they're
on
a little
the throne
backed
all
up.
Season?
Yes.
Just super constipated status.
Yes.
Just constipated for 6 months.
Yeah. There's a Jimmy Gablocolo in their system.
Okay, let's end on that high note.
Subscribe, rate, review. Goodbye, everybody.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.